各位啊，早晨。
早晨。
When I was young, and getting ready for college,
牧師年青嘅時候去準備讀大學嘅時候
，I investigated about probably 15 colleges that I was thinking of going.
牧師去考慮過15間唔同類型嘅大學。
And I was studying engineering, so I was looking at those schools.
牧師係因為想讀工程學，所以去睇唔同嘅學校。
So,Some of the schools are really good, like MIT and Columbia, but I was looking at one particular school, and that was Cornell.
有啲人係非常之，即係有啲學校係非常之好嘅，包括麻省理工啦、哥倫比亞大學，但係 Cornell 就係佢考慮之列。
A lot of Chinese go there, they get good scholarship there, and of course, it's an Ivy League school, so they have good results.
佢係當中有好多嘅中國人去讀嗰間學校，亦都係非常之有名。
And I have gone there many times, with other Chinese, especially with basketball teams and all, and I got to know the school pretty well.
佢同好多嘅打篮球嘅朋友都曾经去访问过呢间学校，所以佢对呢间学校非常
嘅
熟悉。
But I found out that there's one particular thing about the school is in is Cornell is in Ithaca, New York.
我哋系睇到系关于呢个嘅大学系喺纽约市里面。
It's kind of in the mountain areas, and it's a nice town.But there's a bridge on campus.
佢好似係一個紐約州嘅郊區裏面，佢當中係一條橋。
I don't know what they call it these days, but it was known as the suicide bridge.
我哋睇到呢條橋，其實好多人都話呢個係自殺嘅橋。
In fact, I've heard that they actually had to build barriers around this bridge, to prevent people from jumping off.
係好多時候係要起一啲嘅欄杆去阻止啲人去自殺嘅。
See, this bridge, every once in a while.After finals and midterms, some students would jump off of it and kill themselves.
好多嘅學生，譬如話會喺測驗或者大考之後，就會選擇去自殺。
Because they did so poorly in the grade, or they didn't measure up to what they were expected to.
又或者佢哋嘅成績非常之差，又或者係做一啲嘅成績出嚟係唔係佢哋預期想象嘅。
What would drive a young, energetic, full of life student to jump off a bridge because he?Flunk the test.
究竟係有一啲咩嘅力量令到一個非常年青、沒有力量嘅人去選擇去自殺呢
？See, failure is something that that is very powerful.
失敗呢樣嘢係非常之有能力嘅。
My son's friend is a fireman, in the Lower East Side of Manhattan, New York.
我嘅兒子嘅一個朋友喺紐約市某一個地區去做消防員。
That during the year, the last downturn in economy,
當係上一次經濟轉差嘅時候
，they were finding a body every week on average in the East River.
我哋喺東河嗰邊每一個禮拜平均係揾到一具屍體。
They didn't announce it. They didn't let the media get to it. But somebody was jumping off the Brooklyn Bridge, pretty much on average once a week.
雖然佢哋冇喺媒體上面去廣播，但係喺 Brooklyn Bridge 呢個嘅橋上面。係每一個星期都會有人選擇去跳落去。
And if you don't know where that is, the Brooklyn Bridge is right there where the South Sea Seaport. If you ever go there, right? It's right there at the edge of Manhattan Island.
我哋係講到呢個嘅 Brooklyn 嘅大橋，其實喺曼哈頓嘅最尖端嗰個位置。
And all these people that would commit suicide were these financial people from Wall Street. Something happened, their stock didn't work out, etc.And it led them to jump off the bridge.
呢啲嘅跳樓，即係負責自殺嘅人咧，佢哋係通常喺華爾街裏面係做一啲係金融上面嘅行業嘅。
Failure is a powerful thing.
失敗係一個非常之具有能力嘅嘢。
And a lot of people can't handle it.
好多人係唔能夠去控制佢嘅。
The story we read today is an amazing story about Elijah, one of the greatest prophets known to man.
我哋今日講到嘅係聖經裏面講到以利亞一個非常之偉大嘅先知。
He just won a gigantic victory. You remember that? Fire came from heaven. All these things happened, right?
我哋係講到佢講咗好大嘅喺即係火係由天上降落嚟。
But he felt like he was a failure because he could not win over the people of Israel.
佢都感覺到自己非常失敗，佢唔能夠去贏到所有嘅以色列人。
He was so devastated that he literally wanted to die. He said, God, I want to die.
他非常之沮喪，他是很希望去死亡。
Now, if it can happen to Elijah, it can happen to any of us.
如果是能够在以利亚身上发生，可能都发生在我们的身上。
I don't know how many of you have encountered failures in your life and just devastated you.
我不知道各位当中有多少次是面临过有失败，是令到你非常沮丧呢？
But I want you to understand that failure is a part of our lives. We cannot avoid failures.
我哋都想係想同大家講，但係失敗喺我哋當中時時都會出現嘅。
But we need to look at it the way God wants us to look at it.
我哋希望各位係能夠用神嘅眼光去睇點樣去失敗。
First of all, failure needs to be looked at with a proper perspective.
我哋希望係用一個正確嘅眼光去睇乜嘢叫做失敗。
I'm going to read three quotes. Raymond's going to read three quotes for us. From people that are really significant. The first person is from England, and he is a major soccer personality. First one, his name is Sven Eriksson. And the second is Zig Ziglar, who is a very famous Christian speaker.
Zig Ziglar is a very famous Christian speaker.
And of course, the third one is easy, you know him. His name is Henry Ford, inventor of cars, and so on and so forth. This is what Sven said. Keep that in mind. The second one,
第二个就是失败只是绕道而行，但绝对不是走进死胡同。
And the most optimistic one, Henry Ford,
咁呢個亨利福特係最係樂觀㗎，佢就咁樣講：失敗係重新開始嘅一個機會，令到重新開始係令到你更加聰明。
You see, failure, you have to look through failures with a right perspective.
當你去睇呢個失敗嘅時候，你要點樣用一個正確嘅觀感去睇咧
？I always tell people my example for handling failure is with this analogy in sports.
我通常係用呢個咁嘅例子去講我點樣去面對失敗。
Baseball.
怎樣打壘球?
Now, I know Chinese don't play baseball a whole lot, but if you know how baseball works,
很多時候,很多中國人都是不是經常去打壘球的。
Somebody goes up there with a bat, right?
很多有,只有一個人是會站在那裡打球。
And this other guy throws a ball at you, and you're supposed to hit that thing.
那有個人就會向你投球,那你就要去打。
But they're usually not very good at it.
通常都不是非常成功的。
These guys are hitting the ball, they're always missing all the time.
大部分的時間都是打不到的。
In fact,Most of the time, they'll miss seven or eight times that they go up.
可能每一次去打嘅時候，十有八九都係打唔中。
There are other failures, these guys.
好多有唔同類型嘅失敗。
Baseball players are nothing but failures.
好多打壘球嘅人，好多都係失敗嘅。
But if you fail 7 times out of 10,
當你十次裡面有幾次打唔到嘅時候
，you get to play on TV and they give you a $200 million contract.
但係喺電視裏面廣播，有人竟然會俾幾千萬嘅人
工俾你。What kind of contract is that? He missed 7 out of 10 times.
究竟係啲咩嘅合約咧？當你唔能夠十有八九打唔中
嘅
時候。
Oh, but he succeeded 3 out of 10 times.
但係當中有三次佢打得中。
That's called a 300 average.
我哋講到係有三百嘅命中率。
And that will bring you into the Hall of Fame.
呢個就係令到你能夠成為呢個名人錄啦。
See, I think if we look at life that way,
當我哋去咁樣睇我哋嘅生命嘅時候
，and if we look at how God wants us to pursue life that way, we will get a better perspective.
如果你係用呢個咁樣嘅方法去追求呢個嘅生命嘅時候
，But sometimes I think maybe we as Chinese people,
我哋作為中國人
，maybe we are really hard on our children, you know.
我哋可能對我哋嘅仔女非常嘅嚴格
，because we want perfection.
我哋希望佢哋能夠非常嘅完美。
You cannot succeed with 3 out of 10. You must have 10 out of 10, right?
如果你能夠成功，唔能夠三次係成功，你要每一次都要成功。
Tell me if it's not true. If your children come home with a 85 average, you're like, what's wrong with you?
如果當你嘅仔女翻屋企嘅時候，話俾你聽佢只係得85分，咁你就話點解你會咁㗎
？That's a B.
呢個係只係一個月等。
You know, if the child comes home with a 95, you say that's not very good.
如果你嘅仔女攞95分翻嚟嘅話，其實都唔係幾好嘅
成績喎。That might be just an A minus。
呢個只不過係一個夾。
You know, for Chinese people, that's an F. You know。
對於中國人嚟講，呢個等於係失敗。
They joke about us all the time. That's called an Asian F, an A minus。
佢好多時候都會用呢個嚟到開玩笑，呢個夾減就係一個。
So we go through life that way, you know. And what does it do to us when we have that kind of perspective?
如果我哋好似用呢個嘅咁樣嘅方法去睇我哋人生嘅時候，究竟我哋會點樣咧
？It keeps us from trying.
这个就会令到我们不去勇于去尝试。
It keeps us from thinking that, you know, there's value in efforts.
我们没去想到我们当中是用了多少时间能力去做。
But you know what? Life is not like that. You can't get straight A's in life.
但我们的生命不是这样的，我们不能够永远都是有个。
And in fact, you don't want to get straight A's in life.
我们都希望你的生命不是永远都只是拿甲等。
Because there's a lot of good in handling failures.
我哋当中点样去面对我哋嘅失败，可以有好多好嘅方面去谂噶。
You know, some really, if someone never fails, he may never succeed.
如果呢个人永远冇失败嘅话，佢就唔会成功。
And so here is Elijah thinking that he was a failure.
我哋讲到以利亚觉得自己好似好失败。
What a wrong perspective.
呢个系一个唔好嘅方向。
It is the process that happened. It wasn't the results.
这个是一个程序去发生，不是最终的结果。
He did what God wanted him to do.
他做神要他去做的事情。
In the eyes of people, it was a failure. In his eyes, it was a failure. But in God's eye, it was not a failure.
在神和在他自己的眼中，这个好像是失败，但在神的眼目里面其实
不是。It is simply what God wanted him to go through.
这个就是神要他去经历的。
Now the second thing that we need to look at here is this.
第二点我们要去看到的。
Is the word perseverance.
我们怎样看到我们的毅力。
I think this is a quality and a characteristic of the Christian life that is so important.
我哋喺我哋基督徒嘅生命里面，我哋呢个品性系非常重要嘅。
It is how we persevere. That means we keep on going, keep on doing it.
我哋点样有毅力嘅去勇往直前
？Here's God. You know, he comes encountering Elijah. He finds him. It's interesting that he finds God in a small voice and not in the mighty things out there.
我哋讲到以利亚点样去经历神，佢听到一个好微小嘅声音。
And in this small voice, in this encounter with God, Elijah hears him to say, "You got to get up and keep going."
我哋喺呢个咁微小嘅声音里面，以利亚听到神要佢继续向前行。
I think that's the key in the Christian life.
喺我哋嘅基督徒生命里面，呢个非常重要。
Let me share with you three lives, and I want to talk about them.
我想向各位去分享三个唔同嘅人嘅生命。
Some of you may know who Max Lucado is.
我哋可能去知道呢個叫做 Max Lucado 嘅生命。
If not, I want you to begin to get his books. Maybe he's in Chinese, but certainly in English. He has published, I think it's about close to 100 million copies of his books have been sold.
佢又係有幾百萬嘅書，佢係曾經係出過。
Close to 100 books have been written by him.
超過100本係佢自己親自寫
嘅。One of the best writers and easiest writers you can read.
佢都係好容易去閱讀，亦都係一個非常之好嘅。
He talked about his first book.
佢講到佢所出嘅第一本書。
Now, if you have ever written books, you know how hard it is to publish it.
如果你大家係有去寫作嘅經歷，你係去即係如果出版本書係非常嘅困難。
I'm not talking about self-publishing. You can do that anytime, but for a publisher to take your book is really hard.
唔係要自我發行，而係有一個係發行嘅生產商去攞你嘅書去發行嘅話。
He said this, nobody wanted to publish it.
他說沒人願意出版我的書。
Every time I got the manuscript back, I thought, well, I'll just try another publisher.
每一次我收到退稿的時候，我就說不如我找過另外一個出版商呢。
This is called perseverance.
這個就是有毅力的去做。
After 15 publishers turned him down.
超過過15個出版商去不愛他的書。
Number 16 took it.
第16個出版商決定去
愛。 And the rest is history.
之後就係大家睇到佢嘅成果。
Now Madeleine Engel, you might know her. She's a Christian author.
我哋睇到呢個馬德林恩格爾。
And you might know her if you are a reader or you know there's a famous movie that was made in the 60s.
佢喺個60年代係佢曾經係用佢一本書去作係改成一個嘅電影。
She published 3 books, not very well, you know, treated by the age of 30.
佢都係喺60年代出版過三本書，雖然成果唔係好好。
And between 30 and 40, she published 2 more that hardly anybody cared about.
喺佢30歲同40歲中間出版過兩本書，但係都
唔係好成功。She thought about it. She thought maybe I should stop writing, you know, and do something else because I can't make a living this way.
佢不如就喺嗰個時候就諗，不如我就停止去作書啦。咁我做其他嘢都仲好。
But the Lord spoke to her heart and let her know that she is a writer. God made her a writer.
因為神要佢做一個作者，佢繼續去創作落去。
So she wrote at the age of 40, she wrote another book, and she sent it out, and of course nobody wanted it.
當佢40歲嘅時候，佢再去寫一本書，當然冇人去想要佢嘅原稿。
But finally, somebody picked it up.
最後嘅時候，有人去願意去採用。
And the title of the book is A Wrinkle in Time.
嗰本書嘅題目。
A Wrinkle in Time.
係一個接咗嘅角落嘅時間。
It won all kinds of awards. It printed its imprint. 14 million copies have been imprint.
佢係憑住呢本書贏咗好多唔同類型嘅獎。
And a very famous movie was used by the book, based on the book, and it was played out.
亦都係因為佢呢本書嘅緣故，佢嘅書就改編成為一個電
影。And from that moment on, for the next 30 years, she published one book on average every single year.
咁佢之後咧，每一年咧，平均係出每年出一本書。
And this is what she said.
呢個係佢所講
嘅。If I'm not free to fail,
如果我冇機會去失敗
，I'm not free to take risks.
如果冇機會去承受呢個
風險。And everything in life that's worth doing involves a willingness to risk failure.
如果你認為為每一件事值得去做，咁樣你就要去願意去承擔每一個失敗嘅風險。
See the persevering nature of these people.
每一個係有毅力去向前行。
The issue is not whether you will fail.
不是说你有没有机会去失败，而是你一定会失败。
The issue is whether you will try.
问题是你究竟愿不愿意去继续尝试。
Because God has given us as human beings that thing inside us that said, I am going to try. I am going to work at it. I'm going to keep going.
好像神在我们每一个人的生命都会跟我们说，你要继续去向前行，继续去尝试。
Now, in case you don't know, Colonel Sanders, he's also a solid Christian.
我哋好多時候大家都唔知道呢個嘅Colonel Sanders。
I don't think anybody's afraid of this face, Colonel Sanders, except chickens all around the world。
好多人都係因為佢嘅炸雞緣故，大家都佢非常之認識佢。
So at the age of 65, he was retiring and he had a pension of $105 a month。
佢係65歲嘅時候退休，佢每個月有即係$105嘅。
But he had this recipe with 11 spices that he thought was really good。So he went and tried to get restaurant to buy into his chicken.
所以佢希望有唔同嘅餐廳可以去買佢嘅食譜。
And he said this.
佢講。
He refused to give up in spite of a thousand and eight sales call.
佢曾經去問過108間唔同嘅餐廳，佢哋都係去拒絕佢。
And every one of them ended in rejection.
每一個都係去拒絕佢。
Prospect number 1009 was the first to say yes.
是他去到1009间的时候，这个就是终于答应。
How many of you would try 1,000 times to do the same thing?
有没有人在座当中是愿意去尝试超过1,000
次呢? And each time you reject it.
每一次你都是被拒绝。
But Colonel Sanders with a $105 a month pension turned that business into a $3 billion company.
这个是山德士的上教，是愿意用这样的时间去用他$105 的退休金去成为一个千亿万的王国。
At the age of 65.
在65岁的年纪。
I want to tell you, you got to persevere.
你是需要毅力去做。
See, God has given to every one of us a purpose in life.
神在我们每人的生命当中有一个目的。
You know, not every purpose is to, you know, serve fried chicken, okay? But God has given each one of us a purpose.
当然不是每一个人都要去负责去给炸鸡每一个人，但是你
在
生命当中是有目的的。
And it's not about failures.
我们生命当中是有失败。
Failure is going to happen.
失败是会出现的。
It is all part of it.
是过程的当中里面。
Now I want to know, sometimes those failures are because of sin.
很多时候我们讲到这些的失败是因为罪。
You know, you can look at people like David, you can look at Paul, you can look at Peter. They all have, they're great men of God, but they all have failures because of sin.
很多时候我们看到大卫和保罗，他们在神面前都是非常伟大，但是都是因为罪的时候
而失败。But even with failures that are caused by sin, if you're handling it the way that God wants you to, it can be something that's turned into beautiful things.
很多时候虽然在失败当中是因为罪，但是如果你好好地面对的话，可能是一件美好的事情。
Which leads me to tell you about the impact.
我们讲到这个的影响力。
Failures can have great impact in your life.
失败在你的生命当中有很大的影响力。
This last person I want to share with you, his name is Chuck Colson or Charles Colson.
我哋最后想同各位分享嘅呢一个人叫做 Chuck Colson.
You know who he is.
大家都知道佢系边。
Between 1969 to 1974,
喺69年到74年间
，he was known as the Hatchet Man of President Richard Nixon.
佢呢个系尼克逊总统嘅一个敌对嘅人。
He was a White House Special Counsel.
佢系白宫嘅一个嘅代表发言人。
You do not want to mess with this man. He will destroy you.
佢係可以咁講，係一個尼克遜總統嘅一個副手。如果你對佢不利嘅話，佢會用盡方法去
影響你。If you know the history of it, you know what happened. Something called Watergate.
我哋講到呢個嘅白水門嘅事件。
And in the midst of Watergate, in which the President of the United States was brought down to resignation.
呢個白水門嘅事件係令到呢個美國嘅總統去辭職。
He was accused of a crime.
佢係去被指控去有個罪。
And he was sentenced to 7 months in jail.
佢係去坐幾個月嘅監。
From the White House to the jailhouse，
由呢個嘅白宮去到監獄。
But in that period of time， he came to know Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior。
佢喺嗰段嘅時候，佢認識我哋主耶穌基督作為佢嘅救主。
And after he came out of jail， you would know Chuck Colson as one of the great Christians in this world。
我哋都知道佢出咗獄之後，佢成一個好偉大嘅基督徒。
I pretty much read all his books. I mean, every book you open and you just can't stop reading.
牧師係基本上係讀過佢出版嘅每一本書。
Here's a man that did so much.
佢係呢個嘅人係去做好多
偉大嘅事情。Impacted the world in ways you can't imagine.He started prison ministry that goes all around the world. Millions of lives have been touched.
他在監獄裡面去做神的事工，去接觸到不同類型的人。
And this is what he writes.
這個是他寫的。
I've seen how God has used my broken experience for his greatest glory.
他寫我看到上帝怎樣用我這個破碎的生命去經歷，去榮耀他。
Anything said about me has to be a reflection of the great things God has done.
人家所說關於我的任何一件事都是為著神的大能去寫照。
Not Chuck Colson.
不是他自己Chuck Colson。
And this last line I want you to think about.
最後一句句子想大家去思想。
I am able to do what I do today because of the greatest failure of my life.
正因為我在生命當中的這麼大的失敗， 我才可以做到今天所做的事情。
You know, you shouldn't go out there and say, Wow, let me get something gigantic that I can fail in.
我不是說要各位今天回到去做一件很大的錯事。
But I want you to know that God could turn your greatest failure like Chuck Colson into the greatest thing in your life.
我們都想跟各位說，神可以將這個你自己生命當中最大的失敗成為一個最美好的事情。
And if he can do that with every one of your failures, can you imagine what he can do with your life in total?
他可能夠藉著是這個你生命裡面每一個失敗去做，大家可以想像一下他可以在你生命上面有什麼的改變。
You know, God is God, they can use anything.
神是可以用任何的事情在你的生命里面
For good.
能够做美好的事情。
Sometimes we as God's people, as Christians, we live life and we forget that it's all about God.
我们很多时候作为神的子民，我们都会忘记了神。
We think it's all about ourselves.
很多时候都会想到自己。
We're living a career, we're doing these things, and we forget this meaning to it, not just day after day.
我们看到我们的工作，我们的生活不是每天去思想去想。
And sometimes God would allow certain things to happen in our lives to get our attention.
很多时候神会用一些的事情去令到我们去再次去转眼去看
他。I'm not suggesting that you need to go to jail before God gets your attention.
不是因为你要去坐监才可以得到神的注意。
But let me tell you, there are great men and women of God whose lives have been changed because God got their attention.
很多是神的伟大的儿女，就是神用他自己的方法去令到他们去注目在他身上。
One of my favorite personalities in sports is a guy named Pat Williams.
牧师最仰望的一个体育的人物就叫 Pat Williams.
You might know him, you might not, but he was the general manager of the Philadelphia 76ers when they won the championship a number of years ago.
他是这个费城的76人的棒球队一个总经理。
You know, for that kind of business, for that kind of career, he came to the top, the pinnacle of what he can do.
以咁样嘅商业，以佢咁样嘅人，去到最顶端嘅位置。
He's the one that brought all the players to this team, the challenge for a championship, and won it all.
佢带到好多唔同类型嘅球员去到佢嘅球队里面去赢呢个嘅奖状。
And with all the accolades, all the praises, you know, after the championship, one day this happened.
很多的奖状，很多的荣誉之后发生了一件事情。
His wife came to the living room with her bags packed and she said, I am leaving you.
她的太太执了所有的行李跟她说，我要离开你。
She said, all you care about is your career. You don't love me anymore, you don't love God. That's your God, I am leaving you.
你所爱的是你的职业，但你不是爱我，也不爱神。
From the height of success to the other bottom of failure in his life.
由他人生的最高点跌到人生的最低点。
I'll tell you what happened though with this failure in his life.
我们讲到他的失败。
He didn't just say, go then, I'll divorce you, I'll get another wife, I'll do it. No, he didn't do any of that.
他不是跟他说，你走吧，我要第二个太太。
He came to realize that his life was utterly a failure, not a success.
他是去注意到他的生命是其实是个失败。
First of all, came before God.
他首先去跪在神面前。
He repented before the Lord.
他在神面前有认罪。
He asked the Lord to forgive him.
他求神去原谅他。
And of course, he went about trying to fix his marriage.
当然他去尝试去改变他的婚姻。
But he did something else.
但他做了其他的事情。
He quit.
他辞职。
He quit the Philadelphia 76ers.
他去辞了他在76人队的职位。
From this failure, he realized that his life was a disaster and he needs to change it.
佢睇到佢喺婚姻当中嘅失败，佢决定去尝试去改变。
Took a lot of months, years, in fact.
用咗好多嘅月年嘅时间。
If you follow his life now, you will find Pat Williams, one of the most successful, one of the most wonderful Christian men you can ever meet.
如果大家系继续去观察佢嘅话，佢系一个非常之好嘅基督徒。
He not only got back together with his wife, with his family, he adopted so many children. I think he's, I don't know, 15, 16, 17 children in his family.
他不单止跟他太太复合，他还领养了大概15、16个的儿童。
And then he moved down to Florida, and he began a new team called the Orlando Magic.
他是去到佛罗里达州去重新去开始一个新的球队制。
Very successful there too, but you know what? It wasn't the same kind of success.
佢都係非常嘅成功，但係就唔係嗰類型嘅成功啦。
His family, his God, his faith became the primary thing.
佢嘅服侍，佢對神，佢嘅家庭就係佢嘅成功。
You know, I want to tell you, if you're living a life that just kind of meandering around, God is going to get your attention.
如果你嘅生命只係繞道而行嘅，神係會向你去重新去佢。
I hope He can get your attention from something you heard, something you read, you know, a devotional time, a prayer time that God you had with God.
希望你能够系从住，譬如话你嘅灵修，你或者系听到个讲道，去重新得到神嘅注意。
But if not, I'm sure he'll get your attention in some other way. Sometimes through an utter failure in your life.
如果冇嘅话，神系会用其他嘅方法去得到你嘅注意力。
Could be a loss of a job, a loss of a career, a loss of a relationship. It can be any of those kinds of things.
又或者冇咗你嘅工作，或者冇咗任何嘅关系。
But he'll get your attention.
但会用佢嘅方法去得到你嘅注意。
And when he gets your attention,
但当你去注意佢嘅时候
，you want to listen to him.
你系需要去聆听佢。
Because if you do, you will be able to impact your life, your family, and all those people around you.
如果你愿意去聆听嘅时候，你会影响你嘅家庭、你自己，包括你身边所有嘅人。
And that's what Elijah did.
所以利亚就系咁样做。
He impacted people before.During the failure, afterwards he got up and he continued to impact his community.
好似以利亚一样，佢好似从失败当中，佢点样去身边佢侧边所有嘅人。
So I want to encourage you today.
希望各位能够去鼓励你哋。
If you have a failure in your life,
如果你生命里面系有失败嘅话
，and it could be all kinds,
或者系唔同类型嘅失败
，don't let that failure destroy you.
唔好用呢个嘅失败去影响到你
，Don't let that failure keep you down.
唔好用呢个嘅失败去影响到你嘅之后。
Ask God to take that failure.
能够系求神去将呢个嘅失败
transform you because of it，
去改变呢个失败，去改变你嘅人。
Allow it to be a part of a step in the path in which you will impact people for Jesus Christ。
希望能够用呢个嘅失败成为一个踏脚石，去影响到其他人。
Would you pray with me？
我哋祈祷。
Thank you, Lord。
主啊，你感谢你。
Thank you for the things that you allowed in our lives。
感谢你容许在我们生命当中所发生的事情。
Oh Lord God, there might be someone here whose failure seems so terrible.
很多人都会感觉到，譬如说我们的失败是非常之的不好。
There is nothing too great that you cannot do great things with.
但是世上都是没有任何的事情比你更加的难做，更加伟大。
Would you transform that life into a life that is awesome, that would impact others for you?
求你改变我们的生命成为美好，可以影响到我们身边的人。
Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray.
我们这样祈祷，奉主的圣名祈求。
Amen.